Senator, let's take a moment. A lot of activity still going on in Washington, even though now on the August break. But Farm Bill is still top of mind, especially for a lot of producers here in Ohio dealing with some difficult drought conditions.
Yeah. No, it's tough right now in Ohio. I was in Claremont County at a farm last weekend and up in Allen County a couple weekends ago, both looking at corn, which in one case up in Allen County was totally burned out. In fact, the crop had died. And in Claremont County, it was doing well, so it's spotty. But overall, we're having a tough year in Ohio. Someone told me today they think prices are likely to be 40 to 50% higher, so our livestock guys are also having a tough time. I met with some of them today, cattlemen and some of the poultry folks and pork folks. So Washington has a role to play here. There are a couple of things we could do. One is to get the Farm Bill passed. That's more looking forward to try to provide some predictability and certainty for the next crop year. And I hope for several crop years. In other words, I hope the Farm Bill is a longer-term proposition, not just one year. But then second, the governor has applied for some disaster relief that would be in the area of low-interest loans. I know some of the farmers I met with today said, Rob, we don't need more loans. What we need is a grant or some cash to get us through this. But the low-interest loans would help some farmers. Ohio has to be designated to be a D2 level, counties in Ohio, some of which may make it, some of which may not. That's a drought level that then would permit the federal government to provide these loans. And then finally, there may be a separate bill running through Congress providing disaster relief. That legislation did pass the House late last night. It has not passed the Senate yet. That would be focused more on the poultry, pork, cattle producers, so more on the livestock side, again, because of the high prices. I've talked to some farmers today who had crop insurance, and they feel like they're going to be okay this year and be able to roll into next year without having a huge debt. I've talked to other farmers that chose not to buy crop insurance. They're going to have a real tough time this year, and those are the ones I'm most worried about, are not going to have the ability to insure their crop at all. Most crop insurance, though, as you know, is only 80, 85% of the crop, so it doesn't cover all the losses.
As far as that House bill that was passed dealing with more of the livestock side of things, is that, if it comes to the Senate, is it something that you could support?
Yeah, I could. My concern is always on the spending side, so as long as it's offset. And in the House, my understanding is it was offset. On the Farm Bill itself, I have some concerns about the bill that passed the Senate. I was not able to support it because 80% of the bill is the food stamp side. So people call it the Farm Bill, but it's not really a commodity Farm Bill anymore. A lot of it's food assistance. And the 80% that was on the food stamp side was not reformed in any significant way. We tried on the floor of the Senate to make some changes in it. That spending has doubled during the Obama administration. It has doubled in the last 3.5 years. And yet the Senate couldn't manage to pass any reforms on the floor. So my view was, I like the commodity title. I supported it, and I said that. But I'm very concerned about the food stamp side. All we're looking for is some minimal reforms to try to help deal with this huge and record budget deficit and debt we have. And part of it's got to be for not doubling programs like that. Part of it is the way the programs run. So it's not just the fact that we're in a recession during this time period and then also now a very weak recovery. It's also the fact that the program needs to be reformed. The House has made some reforms, and I've indicated to the leadership that I'm willing to support a bill coming back that has some of the House reforms in it. And I'm hopeful we can get that done in September. Again, that's more looking forward, but that will give farmers, I hope, over a multi-year period, some predictability and certainty.